Yisham Yishviyas Tav Samach Gimel. Zakti Gemara, Mishnah, discusses, even when with halakas, are you allowed to partake of Shviyas, as we said in the Mishnah before yesterday's Gemara, and you're allowed to sell it, we don't allow you to sell it for profit, you let go sell it for someone to eat it, you let it go do that, there's certain times we allow you to do it, even when we allow you to sell it, you can't sell it in the oifen, the way it's done for the way it's done, in the way it's done normally, you sell the rest of the year, any other year, that's not the year of Shviyas. In other words, when you're allowed to sell it, you said you're not allowed to sell it for business, you're allowed to harvest it for business, for others, only for yourself. But the halacha we said in the Mishnah earlier, that if you took a certain amount that you need for yourself and your family, and then you didn't use it, it's left over, that you're allowed to sell. But even when you're allowed to sell it, you have to sell it in a different manner than you would be allowed to sell it in, you do it only other times of the year. Ein moichrin peiros. Shviyas lo b'mita lo mishka b'minyan. You can't sell Shviyas either by through measurements, through weight, through minyan, through numbers, counting it, which is the way anybody normally sells things. That the which means you could sell like with an estimate, with an erech, but not the actual. Says the Mishnah, says the Bar Fulda. You don't group a zol. You want to sell it? Sell it cheaper. Sell it. You can't sell it the normal way. You know exactly what you're selling. You get the mazal because then you come to mazal zol in hektish in shviyah. So you have to go sell it in a different way. Don't weigh it. Don't look exactly. You'll sell it as an estimate. A little cheaper, and then you would sell it normally, that maybe you're selling it, it's worth more, but you're selling it like a Moshe Minig Hefker, that you're showing like you'd be mafker it more, rather than doing it in the sense of a business type. Even though we allowed you to sell it in such a way, you can't do it. You can't sell figs by number or vegetables by weight. Now again, this is the normal way it's done, because you have to sell it with an estimate, you have to sell it in a way. Which means, again, this is the normal way you normally sell. Normally, Tainim, when you sell Tainim, generally the way to sell Tainim is through Mishkel, through weight, not through numbers. But here, you want to sell it even with numbers, by value, by how many there are. Or a Yerik, the normal way to do it is to sell vegetables by number. Now you want to sell it by Mishkel, even that you can't do. You can't do it in such a way, but again, you have to do it in a way where you're estimating it, where in an estimate, a rough estimate, which is not the derech normally of selling it. That's the shinu that you must make even when we allow you to sell it. By shami al mimam lo agudot, you can't even sell vegetables tied together in a bunch. That you can't do. Again, the reason why, because tied together in a bunch, you have a certain number usually in a bunch. So we don't want you to sell that. You sell it as loose vegetables that are not set in a set number, that you can do. By solamim, and dakal legorot sobibayis ognav shuk, produce that you go ahead, normally you tie in the house, you buy it for yourself in the house, and you tie it together like a loose bunch or a small bunch. That's the same way you can do it in the marketplace as well. When we lie to sell it, that you don't have to be mishani. You can do it the same way. Basila said you can never sell it by agudos, but because that's a derech hamokh, that's the way it's sold normally during the year. Basila says, no, if you do it again, well, you buy, the same manner, which you're buying it for your house, not for sale, that's the same manner you can do. It's a symptom that you can do, it's not a problem. It's like the Mishnah could go in, an example. The Grisham of the Cholov, the leeks and Netzach Cholov, and the Mikvah blossoms, which are, we had this earlier in the Mishnah, that it, these kind of things, which are done in such a manner, one can go ahead and, we had discussed in the first parak, what exactly this Netzach Cholov is, but its idea is that when you're selling it in such a fashion, and these kind of things, you're allowed to go sell it in this manner. It's like the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Lama, what's the halacha? Why can't you sell shviyas by the proper mishkal man? What's the reason why not? You can sell. The chacham said, we allow you to sell it, but you got to sell it in a cheap price, at a reduced price. If you weigh it, you know exactly what it is, you're going to get the money's worth. You don't want that. So you sell it by estimation, without measure, without weighing, so it's an average, and usually it's going to be less than the value. And therefore, that's why Chazal wants you to mishana. We allow you to do it, but do bazol. So you're not, it shows that you're not makbid on it, to make exactly how much you sell. When you buy something normally and it's weighed, so you want to get paid exactly what it's worth. But when you don't weigh it, so you mean you're willing to get less, and that's what Chazal want you to do. Good, let him weigh it. Let him weigh it against the litra, but let him sell a less number. In other words, let the Chazal say, why can't you weigh it? Take a weight, the litra, which is a normal weight that used to weigh, and then say it's worth $10, you sell it for $8. So let the Chazal say, that you should sell it for less. Why do you have to go not weigh, not be mishkel, do it such a way? You could be sold, and you'll sell it for less. And that's the gzeira. That's what should be the gzeira. Why should you not put that you don't weigh it? Do it in a way where you know you're going to sell it for less by telling them that you have to sell less than the men, than whatever it normally would be worth. So my item, and you say this, and the seller, too, is not going to treat the thing properly with Kedusha. Because you're selling it in a different way, you're making him to be careful. In other words, if you allow the guy to sell it in the normal way, just to go ahead and charge a cheaper price, but he has to go in, he has to take it, put it on the scale, and weigh it, and count it, etc. So that's a normal way of doing it. So a person does that, it's like a confusion. I think he's doing business like a regular business. Mavazin shviz, mavazin hektish. Masha'en kain, when you go ahead and you have to deal with it differently than you would do it normally, then you're more certain. Why can't you weigh? Why can't you count it? Because it's kedusha shvius, and maybe you'll have a little bit of a more of a reverence for it. You treat it properly with kedusha. Like my brother Daniel and a brisa. Paris of outside to came into Eretz Yisrael during the year Shvili and Mikol. You can't go ahead and measure it. You shouldn't be sold by measure, by weight, by number. You have to sell by the regular produce of the year in Eretz Yisrael, which means that just like in Eretz Yisrael, you can't sell it in such a way by measure, as Mishnah says, only by Zol, without the actual change the format. So too over here, if you're coming from a Chutzlaret, even those parents at Chutzlaret, which is no din shviyas on that, you still have to sell it different than you would do it normally, and you sell it like you make the same shnuyim as if you were selling shviyas itself, things that grew in Eretz Yisrael. We have to go ahead and make a shinui. So two over here, you'd have to make a shinui. The only bet is no kedusha. But if Lamaisa, you can see that definitely not from Eretz Yisrael, then you can sell it the regular way, which means it's a kind of produce that doesn't go in Eretz Yisrael. In such a case, then you can go sell it in the normal way that you would sell it, because no, the Shaykh are not going to confuse it with Hektish. No one's going to look at you and think you're doing a big Hektish. And you can, there's no Kumi, it's not Mezuzah, you're not going to be Mezalzah in it because it's not Hektish. There's no concern about people going to be Mezalzah in it by looking at you, thinking you're Mezalzah Hektish, and you're going to be Mezalzah in it because the Nikir, it comes from Kutzer, it's a kind of fruit or vegetable that does not have, that's not sold in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't grow. It must, if you see, it's clearly from Eretz Yisrael. When I say, Elon Kukadaya Solkin Mustafa in such a levia. There's a local place of cooking to come to Eretz Yisrael and sell the produce they bring from Susia, and they sell it in Teruya, the marketplace in Teruya. Since everyone knows these things are not from here, they're clearly things that come from Eretz Yisrael, Mekutz La'aretz. Same idea. They're local, you don't have to sell with any restrictions. You can sell it with any way you want, like the regular year, because it's no one's going to confuse it as dinner of Eretz Yisrael. What is this Kukadid? The Moshe says it's Kitekud, it's a type of wheat that grows only there in Osusia, which is a very watered area that has a lot of water to it, a very fertile ground. And the mela, it comes out very different shape and size and texture than Eretz Yisrael. And that you could sell different. This is considered in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, the nikkurin that comes from that area. And therefore, halacha is, you could do it as an example where you could sell it differently than the Eretz Yisrael. And if we know it's not from here, you could do whatever you want. You could sell it with weights and measures, etc. What's it further? A seller who could normally measure things putting it in a kefisha in a basket, halacha is the stamel of shnayim shlosha pamim, but he knows he did it already two or three times. He knows exactly how much it is. But you can't use it to measure. Now, what does it mean? What's the kiddush here? Because this is a basket. It's not. It doesn't have exact weight, normal measurements. But you do that when you did it a few times like this. You know exactly. Right, it doesn't have a scale on it. It's not a scale or a weight. You could tell how much it is. But since you already use it a few times, you know exactly what it is. You could tell when it's the basket is full. You know that it holds 5 pounds. When it's half full, you know it holds 2.5 pounds. So Mamela, therefore, even though it's not the normal way of measuring it, but you yourself know what the measurement is, now look, you can't use that either. In Tzvias, you can't go that either, because it looks then as would be the same as if you as a promotion, you're doing it for that kavana of measuring, because you know already what the measuring thing is. Similarly, find out, look at my Yeshia. I see, may my buyer to go ahead, say, so use your fingers to measure. That's also us, because since some people measure with their fingers, that's what people do. It's a normal way of doing measurement, where you don't have an actual measuring thing. The same thing would be us, because that's also coming into says the Marfuldo. Don't say count 1, 2, 3, but put on your fingers how many you want, how many you see. If it holds up 2 or 3 or 4 fingers, that would be usher, because that's the same idea of nikolakaka medida, and therefore we want you to be usher as well. Mishnah ended off, Machlokes Beis Shammai's Hillel. Beis Shammai said you can't put anything in bunches. Agudos is usher. Beis Hillel said no, if it's small agudos, Small bundles that you, the way you buy it in your house, the way you put it in your house, is the same. That'll be mutter to do even b'shul. Start the commissioner going to out of shayla. Tell according to the bachar, a butcher who's a kohen who went ahead in the stamal of bachar received a bachar which is allowed to sell. What does it mean allowed to sell? Because there's no kedusha, because it has a mum, and therefore it's mutter for him to sell it. The right a regular bachar is also for anybody but a kohen to eat, so you can't sell it only kohanim. But if it has a mum, then it's not. It's mutter for every even Yisrael to eat. So a kohen wants to sell it. He wants to sell the bechor. Ma'okam makata se kuptin wazamte gavishuka. The local applies, the law applies. A lot of cut into slices and pieces and sell in the marketplace. Do we say the law is? In other words, we don't want you to go in, even though you're allowed to sell it, but as a mum, we don't want you to sell it the way of anything else because you mavaza b'kadosh back. We don't want you to sell it in the marketplace. But put it on a scale and a weight, normal way of doing it. So the question is, can you do it here? Cut it up in your home. The way you cut up regular meat and take it out to the marketplace to sell, where it's not nicker at all, that's a bechor, it's like regular meat. Would you be allowed to do something like that? That's the marijuana shot. Would you be allowed to go ahead, the licks of a bus, sell it, cut it up in your house, but no one will tell it's selling regular meat, like slice of meat, like any other meat. And it's not nicker that it's anything. Would you be allowed to sell in such a manner? That was the Gemara Shaila. So Gemara said, Yemi Yosava Meimar, Shoyim in Ado. Yemi Yosad, the same as Mutter. Why from my Mishnah? Since it normally Basila pass we pass like Basila, a lot of takings that are put together in a gudos. If the way you're doing it in your house, you can do it in the market as well. So over here, you cut up meat, it's the way a butcher sells meat, sliced meat. You cut up in your house and you sell in the market. So lechari, the same thing over here, you should be able to sell in the market the meat, even though it's from lechar, in the same manner, because it's dark liquor. It's not. It's a dark liquor. So it's not the way to do it in the shuk. It's not. It should be mutter to do in such a case. The Gemara says, I disagree. I say pumpkin. Though our look of the mission is that it's us to sell butcher to sell butcher sliced meat. So you're not making a business with the bechor. So therefore, what does it help you that you're doing it in your house? You're cutting it up, and you're going to sell it in the marketplace. But carry the whole issue is we don't want you to sell it like that. We don't want you to sell it in the manner that it's done. Cutting up meat, the bechor is mavazet the bechor, even though it's a bechor with a mum, which means it's mutter for others to eat, but he's selling it in such a way that's mavazet bechorah. We don't want you to do that. And therefore, bringing a riot from our Mishnah by putting in agudos, the selling the vegetables by agudos, that's not of shvias by agudos, it's not an iser. That's different, just showing it, it's not, we don't see you doing it for shvias that we allow you to do that. Dafka is such a case on a good, it's not the derech. We don't sell small bundles in the market. We sell small bundles, and you sell big bundles in the marketplace. But since you're selling it, Basil says that's the way you do the small bundle in your house. You got to sell that small bundle in the street, in the marketplace. But mainly, that's why it's mutter. But cutting up meat, sliced meat, the bade, it's also. That's the whole heter, the whole issue. We don't want you to do it because it's bechor. It's like the next mission. The mission talks about it, the inner spheres itself. Now look, as you're going ahead, you want to hire workers to work for shvias. Is that considered okay when you like bartering for shvias? What does that mean? What's the case? Mishnah gives an example. I mean, the person says to his worker during the year shvias. Here's an iser. Go pick for vegetables for me today so that I can eat today. It's a small coin, an iser. And he tells him, go out and pick some things that are for my field, where, you know, which is hefker, which is shvias. But instead of me going there, I'm paying you to go do that. And I'll give you I'll pay you an issur to do that. So the question is that permitted? Or is that awesome? Is that mutter or not? Scharas, mutter, look, his earnings are allowed to do that. He's allowed to keep the earnings. Why? Because there's no shvias to that. He's not buying the shvias from him. He's paying him to go take, to collect the shvias for it. That's for the work that he did, the effort that he put in. That's not shvias money. That's not doing it. No kedusha shvias there. And he's allowed to use the money to whatever he wants to do with it. He can buy whatever he wants. The money's not restricted. Says the mouthful, the ain't shvias. I love to make shvias. It's not money for shvias. Not that you play, you gave the money to buy shvias, and if it's kedusha shvias, which you placed on the money. No, it's only money for your schar, for the work, for the tircha. That's not schar shvias. What about the guy when he tells him, go ahead and pick me vegetables today for this iser schar rose? Then it's usher, because that is the schar. You're paying for those vegetables. You're paying, pick this vegetable for me for this iser. There, you're doing a work for the Isser. There, it's like the Isser is in lieu of the Shvias, in lieu of what you're picking. Mamela, that's to be Mamash Asser. Says the I'm full to explain why is this Azir. Because Lashon Merkur was a Lashon of Mecher. Mashu, look at Shav Yerek. Go buy for me a value of Yerek. So like the money is in lieu of the Yerek, in lieu of the value of the Yerek, the liter of Yerek. And that's Mamish like Mecher, Nidma like Mecher, Doima like Mecher, and therefore that would be considered Azir. You benefited from Shvius. That's Azir. Mishnah continues. The case is when a person goes there, when is allowed to go in and use money to buy Shvius? The Mishnah explains. The person took a baker a loaf of bread with a putyun. And he said to him, when I pick vegetables on the field, I'm going to bring you some. Mutter, that's mutter. Again, why? Why you got to go ahead and bring him vegetables? Because Lamaisa, the money that you're giving him is not the Nisr, is not paying for the Shvius. It's not the Shvius. That because what if he's that because he's saying Dafka this bread, but pick me up this thing. But look, in his time, they took a loaf from him without specifying anything. Oh, then he can't give him my shvius. Then it looks like you're paying him for the bread, for buying you the bread with the may shvius, and that's also he won't be able to be nana because it's moment shall collect it. It's considered moment shall shvius, that will be considered also because right, it's time you're doing a shamachinim buying it's time. The money's not for that, it's for the tircha that you're allowed to. But if you say it in a way where it looks like you're buying this bread from this with this money, so that means that you're doing it directly. The Shvius is buying this. And therefore, the money becomes us. The money becomes Shvius, and the money would be us for him to benefit from us for him to use. That is the Nafkamina and the cases in the Mishnah. So like the Mishnah that all of you ought to go ahead, Nafkamina, if he said, if it's time to go pick vegetables from today's mutter, note the Kusha Shvius. But if he says, with this Isser, that means the Isser is the placement of the Shvius, that's considered us. What's that's the difference when he says this is for me or luckily bow? Use it for picking bats. In both cases, you're bringing the money for the vegetables. So the bats, if one is us, the other one should be us. If one case is what the other one should be. Where do you find it? That? Why is it more that you're taking to May Shvius in case number one or in the case number two? So Rabbi Abishim, you're going to explain me halakha shalim muzoyi. This is one of the halakhas that are difficult to find. Halakhas imundimu. So a strange lashon that Gemara uses. And a lashon imnum is a lashon of where you, it's hard to explain. In other words, it's confusing. Look at the Mefarshim explain. This lashon imnum is gimgum. It's like it's a vague halakha. It's very hard to understand. It's not clear. Now, Fulda explains what is lashon imnum. It really did no in economic Mars cash is a good cash. Both cases are the same. There should be no difference. Both should be usher. However, the reason why it's mutter, it's a little hard to understand. It's dafka chumra why we usher it. Maybe if you say it a little bit different, lusher, we're mutter it. It's a halacha gimgum, which it's an unusual, confusing halacha. It doesn't make sense. In a mechaberes, it should both be usher, both be mutter. But there it is, it's that Gemara explains, it's mutter because it's one of those times where it's only really a chumra, and therefore changing a little bit of the manner which you speak is a little bit of clarity in what you mean, then shows it's not mamash shvius, that's why it's going to be mutter. Zok to Gemara, this is one of the halakas that are confusing, that they're hard to explain. Let's give other examples like this as well. We looked in the Mishnah, Tanami Nilta, we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechus Maitre Sheni. Bring this Maaseh Sheni fruits up to Yerushalayim to divide up there. Because that shows that what you're doing. You're giving him money, and you're paying him a portion of the things that he'll get. Part of his for Maaseh Sheni, it becomes part of his wage. And we know, look, you can't use Maaseh Sheni to pay any wages that you can't do. So Mela, that would be us, it looks like you're paying him from that. But if he says to him, here, take this up so we can go and drink them together in Yerushalayim, which means they're not paying you to do this, but rather come, you're my friend. We're going to share it together. We're going to share in the enjoyment of eating this, drinking this in Yerushalayim, right? In that case, in such a case, we're telling him, come on, lechelik. Well, I'm not giving you matana. I'm just giving you schar tircho. I'm giving you come up with me. Let's go together and eat. I'm just giving you something for the effort that you're bringing it up to Yerushalayim for me. So therefore, that's halakha, because that's allowed. The question is, what's an afkamina again? The same thing, it's a little confusing. What should it do to these two cases? Same thing in Maaseh Sheni. Both cases seem to be saying, I'm giving you this in lieu of that. So what should be the difference? Ma'abin on lechalik, sof, says the Rishmi Shalo, lo yov lematana schatirko. I didn't give you anything, only schatirko. So why, when I say it in the first way, it's us, the second way is mutter. Also halakha. So the Gemara says, same idea. This also halakha mechaz gim, it's a lachas of gimmickum, it's a lachas that's confused. One of the lachas in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, is that the distinction between the two cases are not so clear. It's confusing. Just like our Mishnah is one of the halachos of Imum, it's confusing. So too, same thing over here. It's a confusing. The chilukim are not so clear, and why we give, why this halacha applies, why the difference between these two cases. But that's really the same. Should be the same problem. The same issue should apply. It should not be any difference. So here are the two examples. One is in our Mishnah. One was second Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni. We give an example of things that are Imum that the Mishnah makes a chiluk, which is very difficult to understand. The chilukim is very fine, a very fine chiluk. The cherap isrod is should be no nafkimina. The Gemara is going to continue tomorrow's daf, giving you some other examples. Will be fine. And also in the Mishnayos, halachas where two halachas, one's mutter, one's aser, and it seems to be confusing, a very fine line why one is mutter and why one is aser. Continue tomorrow.